Part 3. The West Aids the East. The West shall replace the East. Future historians will both be intrigued and fascinated by the many links which bind the people of the West to the Baha'i Faith and have so united them ever since its birth in Persia in 1844. In the very hour of that birth, the Bab, who was the herald of the Baha'i Faith, called out to the people of the West as well as to those of the East. He urged them to spontaneously seek their Lord and to arise for the service of mankind. In his first book, begun on that night, the Bab directly addressed the peoples of the West and significantly bade them issue forth from their cities to aid God and become as brethren in his one and indivisible religion. Baha'u'llah, in anticipation of this development of his faith in the West, wrote, "In the East, the light of his revelation hath broken. In the West, the signs of his dominion have appeared." And Abdu'l-Bahá was later to write, "The day is approaching when ye shall witness how, through the splendor of the faith of Baha'u'llah, the West will have replaced the East, radiating the light of divine guidance." Shoghi Effendi, guardian of the Baha'i Faith and grandson of Abdu'l-Bahá, therefore points out, "The importance of so momentous a development in the evolution of the faith of Baha'u'llah, the establishment of his cause in the North American continent, at a time when Abdu'l-Bahá had just inaugurated his mission, can in no wise be overestimated." Thus we begin to realize the significance of that historic first pilgrimage undertaken by Lua and her illustrious companions from the West. The Blessed Bab was martyred in 1850, shot down by a firing squad of 750 old-style muskets. The first volley failed to kill him. It cut the cords that bound him, thereby freeing him. The French author M.C. Hewitt wrote, "It was a real miracle." The French historian A.L.M. Nicholas described that event as a thing unique in the annals of the history of humanity. The Bab's sacred remains were hidden from his enemies and moved from place to place for 50 years until at last they arrived in the Holy Land to be entombed on the side of God's holy mountain, Carmel, on the site chosen by Baha'u'llah himself. It was in the same period that Lua and her companions arrived as the first pilgrims from the West. In that same year of 1899, Abdu'l-Bahá went to Mount Carmel, and there, with his own hands, laid the foundation stone for the edifice of the Shrine of the Bab, which his father Baha'u'llah had told him to build on that exact spot. Within a few months, he began its construction. 10 years later, Abdu'l-Bahá's royal enemy, Sultan Abdul Hamid II, lost his throne. During the intervening years, in spite of his enemies who had threatened to exile him to Africa, cast him into the sea, or hang him on the gallows, Abdu'l-Bahá had serenely continued his work on the shrine for the sacred remains of the Bab. Now it was finished. The Sultan was overthrown. He became a prisoner and an exile. Abdu'l-Bahá himself has said, "God took the chains from off my neck and placed them about the neck of Abdu'l-Hamid." How Lua's heart must have leapt for joy when a decade after her first pilgrimage, she heard the news that her beloved master was free at last. He had spent half a century as a prisoner and an exile, from the age of 9 until 56 years later, his imprisonment came to an end. Almost immediately, Abdu'l-Bahá prepared to place the remains of the Bab in the white marble sarcophagus which had been designed for that purpose and sent as a gift by the Baha'is of Rangoon, Burma. He was free to fulfill the sacred task given him by his father. The holy dust of the Bab would soon rest in the vineyard of God on Mount Carmel. Abdu'l-Bahá himself has described this accomplishment as one of the most signal acts of his ministry. On more than one occasion, we're told by the Guardian, he testified that the safe transfer of these remains, which had been hidden from enemies and moved from place to place for over half a century, the construction of a befitting mausoleum to receive them and their interment with his own hands in their final and permanent resting place together constituted one of the three principal objectives of his mission. His achievement has been called one of the outstanding events in the first Baha'i century.